We say a hearty hello on Static this evening to Grian from Fontaines DC. How you feeling?
Not too bad, man.
Nice to hear from you guys. We've been waiting patiently on Fontaines DC here in Australia for most of the year. You know, you had to pull out of Laneway and then April's tour got cancelled and we're sort of living on a prayer for December. So it's been a year of waiting, but at least we've got the record, I guess, Grian.
Yeah. We're dying to get out of here and get off to Australia, but unfortunately we've had the kind of luck that would make you believe in fairies, you know?
If you could go back in time, would you not cancel that Laneway appearance now?
I guess not, like, you know, sure, I can hardly say yeah now, can I? I mean, I'd give my left eye for a gig anywhere, really, you know what I mean?
If you could do it all over again, you'd play shows every day up until about the middle of March before things got shut down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly, probably. I mean, it has been really good for us to sort of reconnect and have a sense of place again, you know, which is something that we hadn't had for a while, you know. So there are huge benefits to us in this sort of lockdown period, you know, but we've sort of developed that hunger again, you know.
I guess the other pro is that we've got the new album, A Hero's Death, hot on the heels of last year's Doggerel. And Grian, as I understand it, it was actually all that touring you did behind the first album that made you guys want to record a follow-up pretty quickly?
Yeah, well, I've always written when I've been in some sort of emotional flux. I think I've always written to sort of balance myself out a bit. And the cause of the emotional flux, I suppose, in this instance, was the touring and the sort of damage that it was doing to our heads and our personalities, you know?
So you almost wrote on the road as a survival mechanism.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, you know, we wrote ourselves a refuge. That's what this album is.
You're not like all those other bands that just sit around looking at their phones for hours while they're on the road then. You were pretty busy.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we did our utmost to feel engaged. And obviously phones and social media is incredibly addictive, you know. And there are things I prefer to do, you know. I mean, I've got a bit of a phobia of social media. I think it's a scourge, you know. So I don't really have that problem there.
So you just hit your leather-bound writing book instead when you're on the road?
Yeah, well, I actually do most of my writing on scraps of paper, you know, bits of receipts and stuff like that, because I like the sense of ephemera about the stuff I write then, you know. I don't know what comedian it was, but there was a comedian, I think, that said something like he bought a moleskin diary and it scared the bejesus out of him, you know. He didn't. it's very intimidating, you know.
Because you have to fill it up.
Yeah, exactly, and it's quite beautiful, and it has a certain amount of pages which are waiting for you. You know, and bits of receipt paper and stuff like that. It's your idea. It's the fact that you have something to write down that makes them the notebook, you know. It's kind of like when you write for your audience and that ruins you as a writer. And moleskins and leather-bound books and stuff like that have that same sort of expectation for me, you know.
But, Grian, you know, receipts go missing. And what do you do at tax time? You can't put in all your receipts.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, what I love about receipts and all that kind of stuff is the fact that they do go missing, you know. I almost like to write lyrics with a certain sort of disrespect, like, you know, the process I think is sacred, but I don't really like to dwell and ponder upon certain things that I've written and kind of crystallise or anything like that, you know. Also, you throw all your lyrics away, it means that all your lyrics are in your future, you know what I mean?
You're a dangerous man, the way you live.
Yeah.
And despite having toured so much behind Doggerel, and been out there raising hell in your live shows, a lot of the songs on the new album, A Hero's Death, are mostly a reaction against that, right?
Yeah, I think so. But none of it was especially conscious. I think we were living an extremely fast-paced life. We were surrounded by fast-paced bands and fast-paced music, and we lived to an itinerary. And I think that the reason that there's sort of more reflection going on with this record is probably because that's what we were starved of.
The opening song, I Don't Belong, has as its refrain, I don't belong to anyone, I don't want to belong to anyone. Was that a mantra for you of not wanting to also do what some fans or critics might have expected of Fontaines DC on the second album?
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing more terrifying for an artist than a series of compliments, you know, especially when they are sincere, you know. At a certain point, you'd rather kind of transparency when it comes to compliments. You'd rather have a suspicion that they're lying to you, you know, because I honestly feel like that's healthier, you know, because if you believe the compliments and the positive feedback, what that does then, it opens the door between you and the sort of external world, you know, and if you let compliments get you, negative feedback can get you as well, you know.
You also feel a bit more of a hunger if you feel like an underdog?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, there's no greater feeling than being in a band. Or even, I presume, as a solo artist or whatever. Like, there's a sense of conspiracy in you having something you believe in and nobody else having it. You know, it's conspiratorial. It's secrecy. It's like you kind of drive around thinking, you know, you've got some sort of hushed brilliance to unveil. That secrecy is a very good bond for a band.
And Green, are some of the songs on this album messages to yourselves? The title track says, "Life ain't always empty, don't get stuck in the past." So for you, was making even the second record for Fontaine's DC the idea of ripping up what you'd already done?
You know what? It was, the way I see it, right, is to sort of rip up what you've already done, like in a sense to rebel against people's expectations. It's still engagement with people's expectations. So it's still as contrived. It's just the opposite. If we deliberately sort of go against that first album or deliberately rip it up, that would be as destructive to our creative process as would trying to establish a sense of continuity.
So you jump through a lot of hoops thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a philosophy that we've been working on and operating on since day one. You know what I mean? It was kind of like as soon as the first review came in, our world was shattered. You know, our world was public. Like, you know what I mean? I spent, I don't know, 15 years of my life writing songs for fun to make myself feel good. And then all of a sudden people are rating it out of 5, you know? And it's a bit of a conundrum. It doesn't make any sense, you know? To write the expression of one's soul. Do you know what I mean? And so I think we started trying to reinforce our philosophy and our psychology from day one, you know? So you want it to come from you. Even if you're writing to sort of intentionally surprise or disappoint people who loved your last piece of work, if you're being led by that hand, still not from you, it's still from that.
Green, it also feels like you guys in Fontaine's DC have found a lot more of a sense of beauty in the songs on A Hero's Death, particularly the last couple. There's some touching Beach Boys harmonies and twang on Sunny, and the closing song, No, was a real Goosebumps sort of torch song. So it must also be nice for you to see how much of a different side this band was capable of.
Yeah, well, it is. I really like how you put that, man, that we've... What did you say?
you said you don't like...
sense of beauty or something like that.
You said you don't like compliments. I'm not repeating it.
Yeah, well, I say I don't like compliments, and then I go to bed and I dream about them. Yeah, I think it was about time that we... So, you know, when you're a touring band and you're on Transmit all the time, you've established a certain amount of tunes that you're basically going to have to play every night. So it's good for you, it's good for your soul to write yourself into those songs as much as possible so that you don't feel too kind of unexpressed on tour. So we did that a good bit with Dogwell, and that's kind of why, like, sometimes when we're playing tunes from Dogwell, I'm grateful that I let as much of myself into the songs in the initial writing process as I did, because I can still feel it, still relate to them. So thank God for that. And then with this album, I think we wanted to sort of... begin expressing other aspects of ourselves so that we didn't feel like we were neglecting them on tour. You know what I mean? Honestly, it's good for your mental health, you know?
So it's more of a nourishing meal performing with two albums under your belt now.
Yeah, exactly. It's nurturing. But, you know, as well, it just writing another of Dogwell would have just been so boringly easy, I think, because we've done it already. What would be the point, you know? It would be literally, in the original sense of the word, it would be absurd. To write another Dogwell, you know?
Well, Green, Dogwell came in at number 7 last year on our listener-voted top 10 albums of 2019. So do you want to use this opportunity to campaign for A Hero's Death for this year? Tell everyone in Sydney to get their votes ready?
Yeah, well, like, you know, I feel that the cheek off me telling people from Sydney what to do when we cancelled, a string of gigs, you know what I mean? Don't really have a right to tell you to do anything over there, but... You know, I would ask very kindly and with no desperation, I swear, to go ahead and buy a new record, you know? You like it.
And one day we'll hear you play these songs live in our city. It will happen.
I cannot wait, man. I honestly cannot wait.
For now, we might have a listen to I Was Not Born from A Hero's Death. It was great to get you on the phone this evening, Graham.
Sale, man. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
People can get their votes in between now and the end of the year. This is Fontaine's DC on Static. Thanks.
No worries, man. No worries at all.